We keep hearing how our risk remains low for COVID-19 here in the islands, and so far there is no confirmed case in Hawaii. So why are we starting to see the cancellation of big events in the islands? HPR's Ryan Finnerty joins us live in our studio. Good morning.
Hey, Catherine. Hey, yeah, and that's right. We are seeing some pretty major public events either be postponed or canceled altogether. The Honolulu Festival just announced that they were going to be canceling the 2020 event. The Pacific Festival of Arts and Culture, which is kind of described as the Olympics of the Pacific. It happens once every 4 years in a different region of the Pacific, which was supposed to be held in Hawaii this year, has been postponed a year. It will be coming back, but that's a pretty substantial event. 28 countries were supposed to participate. And pop star Mariah Carey has canceled her March concert at the Blaisdell Arena, citing the coronavirus. She will be back in November for a Christmas show for fans, so not all bad news there. We were really starting to see the, not necessarily the health effects of this virus, but the economic effects, as you said, pop up across the state. The spread of COVID-19 began in Wuhan, China, and one of the first places in Hawaii to really feel the effects was in Honolulu's Chinatown. Chulon Schubert Kwok is the president of the Chinatown Business and Community Association. And I spoke with her yesterday, and she said that foot traffic to merchants is down 30 to 50%. That echoes what we heard from Honolulu Mayor Kurt Caldwell a few weeks ago. He went to Chinatown and tried to kind of appeal to residents to not stop shopping there, that it was safe. That doesn't appear to have been very successful. Chulon also said that restaurants, which are a major economic driver in that neighborhood, are also feeling the pain. She said 4 or 5 major association events have canceled that were scheduled for venues there, and the daily traffic to restaurants is also down. And she said that many business owners in Chinatown are already starting to worry about how they're going to make the rent in the next month or two for their commercial spaces, which is pretty expensive. And she's calling on landlords to be understanding and for lawmakers to provide some kind of help.
I think it's very important that landlords be a little flexible in this time. People are struggling already. If they're good paying tenants, the landlord should cut them some slack. And I think also our legislature should enact a law that also gives some credit of this financial and health crisis so that folks can write off some of the losses in order to keep our community together. Because without these businesses in Chinatown, we would not have a community.
And we just saw yesterday the State House of Representatives approved the creation of a commission that would look at some of these economic impacts of the virus and what action should be taken by public officials to mitigate it. And Chulon went on to point out that it's maybe easy for people to write off this off as a Chinatown problem right now and avoid the area, even though there is no official health directive to do so. But she pointed out that other neighborhoods on Oahu and elsewhere in Hawaii will likely feel this same pain if and when this virus does reach Hawaii and people stop shopping or stop going out, stop visiting public places. And so she kind of encouraged people to think about that this is not just a Chinatown problem, that it is something that could spread beyond that neighborhood. And there's definitely potential for that. We're seeing visitor numbers are already starting to be impacted by the global spread of the virus. International numbers are way down, according to state statistics. The data kind of bounces around a lot from day to day, but anywhere from 11% declines to upwards of 20%, depending on which days you look at. And that reflects a broader national trend. The U.S. Travel Association, industry group for the domestic travel economy, projects that international travel to the U.S. will drop 6% over the next 3 months. And if that bears out, it would work out to losses worth almost $4 billion nationally to the travel industry. Roger Dow is the CEO of the Travel Association, and I spoke with him yesterday, and he said that recovering from that kind of decline can take a long time.
It usually takes about a year to recover. That's one of the most important things we can do, is recover quickly. These things don't last a long time. In fact, we're getting all sorts of readings from China that the new cases are going down dramatically. Starbucks is open. Factories are starting to open again. Travel is going up every day from China. So we're getting all sorts of reports there. But it takes a long time to recover. So the most important thing we can do as an industry is figure out how to shorten that time and get people traveling to the U.S. more quickly than they have in previous times. That's not good if this lasts a year to 15 months.
So it's really important to note that while international travelers to Hawaii, which is what he was talking about there, and to the U.S. in general, are a very significant piece of the economic pie locally, they're not the most important. Domestic travelers from the U.S., which are split by most statisticians into East and West U.S., are the two most important groups. They make up two-thirds of visitor arrivals and visitor spending. Japanese visitors are the third biggest group in terms of spending and arrivals, and they're already declining pretty markedly. So far, domestic travel hasn't been impacted, and so that's kind of the most important group in terms of Hawaii's visitor industry. But now we're seeing cases of COVID-19 pop up around the U.S., and we're seeing deaths now, too, in different cities. So that impact may be over the horizon still.
Yes, I did talk to a lawmaker last night who expressed some concern because there were all those deaths in Washington State. There were some new cases that were detected in California, and he was saying, you know, those are two big states where we get a lot of visitors, and he's just worried about the impact. And, you know, we are into the, I think, the halfway point of the legislature. House Speaker Scott Sike has that task force that's looking at this, but it's going to affect the bottom line. We've got to have a contingency plan in case we don't get enough money into our tax coffers to sustain the programs that we want to fund.
Yeah, I spoke with Carl Bonham, University of Hawaii economist, just before we came on the show, actually, and we'll be doing a story on that tomorrow. But he said the state's finances are, as far as this virus concerned, it's not going to create a major short-term impact because a lot of state tax revenue comes from income taxes, and people are still going to keep paying those, even if there's a hit to the general excise or the transient accommodation taxes. So he said the real impact to the state's finances would probably not be seen until next year sometime. The fiscal year, as he said, we're about 7 months into the state's fiscal year, and so likely the big impact to state tax revenue is not going to be seen until next year, depending on how this situation plays out. It all depends on how long this virus kind of kicks around for, how quickly there's a recovery, as we heard Roger Dow mention. So there's just a lot of unknowns in that. We should potentially get a little bit more information next week. The state's Council on Revenues, which is the body that makes predictions of tax revenue coming into the state, is set to meet next week, and they'll be preparing a report kind of looking at that, and that'll give lawmakers a better idea. The lawmakers I've spoken with so far are cautiously optimistic that it's not going to derail any of the major initiatives, particularly some of those cost of living measures that were being pushed by the governor and leaders in the House and Senate. So it's still really too early to say what the impact will be to the state's coffers, but the broader economy, there's definitely some warning signs. We're already in a period of slow growth, low growth, slow job growth, and big headwinds for our state's largest industry.
And I think people are just saying that, yeah, if we do get impacted, that any recovery will be quick. Thanks so much, Ryan. We have been talking with HBR's Ryan Finnerty about the impact COVID-19 is having on our economy.